Come on, love. Just got the next ridge to go over. You can do it, come on. Lean into your walking stick if you have to. There we go. See? You made it. You gonna have a proper plop down? It's nothing wrong with that. Get to enjoy the fine Scottish countryside from atop this hill. Ah, I know. It's a lot, isn't it? Climbing up and down these hills. I'd take you to somewhere flatter, but I honestly don't know if we have any flat places in Scotland. That's a joke, I know we do, but still, it's hard to beat that view. And if you look out in the distance, you can see some Highland cows grazing. Aye, I'm glad you enjoy it. What's that, love? Ah, that's fair. Nah, always grew up out here, small town. I was never much of a city boy. London was big adjustment, to put it mildly. Yeah, I mean, they say you should kind of take things slow. Maybe I should have lived in Edinburgh first, before ever moving to... Yeah. I don't mind, though. I mean, there's more to do in the city after all. Still, you miss this view. You miss family too. Well, I'm glad you liked them. They're all a bunch of clodheads. Aye. They've always been supportive of me, though. Unless you count my cousin Billy Senior too good for me. Yeah, he's always been like that. I think he's a little bit jealous. Oh, he was the same way when Ghost came home too. Nah, he's a tease, that one. Everyone keeps bugging him to find someone and settle down with. No, Billy. I don't think that's ever in the cards for him. Me, though. I could picture myself settling down out here. Having a nice home. Living in a nice small town. Peace and quiet away from all the violence. All the war. Yeah. A soldier's life is good and I'm good at it, but I kind of want to settle down one day. Find some important people to share my life with. Get a new life started with them. Something peaceful. Maybe raising some cows. Or sheep. I'm pretty good with the shears, as you can tell from my very manly mohawk. So, I think I could handle some woolly, shaggy animals. Just gotta shear off their winter coats come the spring. You know, it's funny, if you let Simon grow his hair out, he starts looking like a Highland cow. No, it's true, it gets all in his eyes. And then he goes, "No, it's not too long, Johnny." Nah, he's terrible at it. Terrible at self-maintenance, that is. Luckily, he's got us to help take care of him. Well, you're pretty self-sufficient. I don't think you need anyone to take care of you.
Nah.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't use the help every now and again. So do feel free to ask, eh? Alright, then let me rephrase that. I order you to ask for help when you need it. Oh, I bloody think I can. I'm making captain soon. I don't care what your rank is. I'm going to be above you. And that's right. You might even say, I'm your top. Eh, no pushing. Why you roll down the hill? That's a long tumble, seeking the Princess Bride. Well, I would like to reenact it someday when I'm not wearing a kilt. Yeah, it's liable to flip up and show all my bits and bobs to all the cows out there. And that's a show they're not paying for. Well, you, I know you were wearing the kilt, but you're wearing shorts under there, right? It's a smart move. I'll get you a McTavish family tartan one day. That's the kind you can wear over your shoulder too. Nice and big, perfect for the chilly weather. Now I know it's the middle of spring, but it still gets rather nippy up here. Aye, even in the summer, we have our chilly, cloudy, windy days. But it's nice though. I was unprepared for the heat in Mexico, I'll tell you that much. I was super unprepared for the heat in Uzbekistan. You see, when I was in Mexico, it was half dry, half humid. And then in Uzbekistan, all dry heat. Oh, sweating my ball bags off. Oof. Yeah. You would not want to have to do my laundry after that. Well, I'm sure you might have a thing or two to say about that. On your more riled up days, I guess. No, but seriously, it was I think I just tossed him in a bin and lit a match. It's like, there's no saving these undies. I don't know how Ghost does it. No, he wears that thick mask, the heavy vest, the long sleeves all the time. I don't know if he's able to feel hot or cold. No. Well, that's one of the reasons I give myself a mohawk. Much easier to maintain. Yeah, I just gotta shave the sides every now and again. Other than that, though, I do have a hair care routine, as you well know. Speaking of which, you stop stealing my custom-made conditioner. I know it's you. You kinda like a mealy. Ah, look, come here. Look at this. These luxurious waves and locks. A custom seaside scent that I ordered specifically for me. Ooh, you're gone and busted now. If you really like it, I'll order you your own stuff. Alright? But no more nicking mine. Fair? Good. I know it's Ghost because he don't take care of himself. He's got that 10-in-1 thing. Oh, it's disgusting. And it's like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, laundry detergent, toothpaste, fuck all, I don't know. He just like coats himself in it, stands under the water. I don't want to talk about ghosts while we're here. Nah, he's fun to make fun of every now and again, but I came out here to be with you. Don't want to waste time thinking about other people. I want what you want. It'd be nice to settle down out here, but where do you feel most at ease? I know. Settling out way out here is a... it's a big change. Especially if you're used to more hustle and bustle in areas. Areas with a lot of people, readily available transportation. Nearest hospital is miles away. We do have a doctor in a clinic. Some emergency response people on hand. But at the same time, I mean... aye. Things are more readily available around the people, but... sometimes people can just be the worst. Alright, we don't have to be in Scotland. Can find a nice patch of land somewhere else. France, maybe? Germany? Norway? Denmark? We'll find a nice, quiet place to ourselves. Far away from everyone else. I hear Iceland's nice. Aye, Greenland too, certain times of the year. Aye, I know. It's the other way around. Still though, Iceland does sound pretty nice. Maybe live there for a few years. I hear they're offering people money to settle down out there. Aye, trying to increase the gene pool diversity. There's a reason they're all bloody giants out there. I don't know. Maybe Koenig is from out there. Fucking gigantic man. That's hard to say. Me? I don't know. I'm pretty tall, mind you. Like, even in my family. Yeah, ghost. I don't know what they gave him to make him so tall. I'm half convinced he wears, like, lifted heels. Out there, I'd definitely be considered short. Still, you know, it seems like a nice place. Pretty far removed from the rest of the world. Just ourselves. Oh, hi, you raise a good point. I already sound atrocious when I'm speaking English. I didn't care to think about what I'd sound like speaking Icelandic. Okay, maybe we stick to Scotland or other places where they mostly speak English. I saw you back there. You could barely understand some of my relatives. Oh, you leave a Scot alone for too long, they start developing indecipherable accents. It's true. You've seen it with your own eyes. Oh, I understood it perfectly. I speak fluent Scot. You, though... I think you still need some practice. But whatever you decide, I'll be there. All right. And I'll be there to make you happy. I'll be there to lift you up when you're down. And I know you're gonna do the same with me. Eh? Good. Granted, this won't be for a while, though. I do plan on making captain, staying in for a few years, then heading out. Well, I don't plan on getting shot in the head a second time. I don't know how much field work I still have in me, but I'm gonna do what I can. Aye, there are still fights to be won, and I know we can win them with you at our side. We're gonna look forward to that peaceful life. Once I get promoted, I'm gonna head out here every now and again, start looking for places. I'd really like for you to come with me and check out a few. Yeah, we could raise animals together. Aye, we can get some horses. Dogs, of course. Ah, sure, cats if they get along with the dogs, but dogs are the main priority for me. We'll see about the ferrets, alright? They can just be as rambunctious as cats. Well, dogs can learn not to chew up. You go, "Hey, laddie, don't do that." And they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And they get that sad look on their face and they know, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that." Cats, they're like, "Hey, fuck y'all. Fuck this thing. Fuck your grandmummy's ashes and your grandpappy. Fuck this sacred treasury family relic that's been in your clan for generations. I'm not getting off that fireplace. Only me's allowed up here. I fuck your teacup too. And your coffee." That's catch for you though. Come on. They are violent, harsh little gremlins. I know you know I'm telling truths here. All right, we'll see about the cats if they're well behaved. I don't know, maybe something common like a lizard. Well, if we get an aquarium, we can't get a cat, because the cat's going to want to be like, "Ooh, free fish." Oh, we can get some birds too. You thinking hens, turkeys? Either or, I'm up for whatever you're up for. We can get some nice big land out here for the dogs and horses to run around in. Learn how to ride them. Maybe rehabilitating some. Aye. That all sounds very nice to me. Just a peaceful life, taking care of the animals. Spending my time with the people who matter most to me. Looking back at that harsh life and going, "Well, it's all behind me now. No more violence needed. I finally found my peace. And it was well worth it." Aye. I'm glad you think so too. Love you, darling. Love you to the moon and back. Oh, come on now. Love me all the way over to the coos and back. I'm just going to go see what the coos have to say about that. Huh? Oh, nay, if you're going to be like that, maybe I'll spend the rest of my life with one of them handsome coos. Well, you better catch up to me before I go ask one of them. Oh, no, you got to run. Run faster. Oh, no, this is the scene from the movie. Oh, all right, you caught up with me. Now my glorious happy future with the Highland cows is a thing of the past. I guess you're stuck with me then. Love me all the way to the other side of the world and back. There's a start. I'll take it. Gonna make you love me to Mars and back, though. Aye. That's non-negotiable. That's my mission prerogative. And as a captain, I'm always gonna complete my mission. You got no choice. That's how much you're gonna love me, alright? Good. Now let's get up. Oh, my back. And we can head back and be just in time. Hopefully not for Haggis. Well, there's one thing I do not miss about home. Lucky us, though, it's a delicacy. So it's a 50-50 chance that Mum will be making it. You can always opt out for some shepherd's pie, though. Come on. Let's head back, love.